When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, what's going on, people? We are with a superstar right about now. Listen, introduce yourself for the people, man. People know who you are, but you got to introduce yourself.
What's going on? If you don't know me, I go by the name of Ian Dior, and we in London today.
Yeah, man, doing it big. Is it first time in London? Or you've
been first time.
First time.
Yeah.
Matt, how's it feeling so far?
I want to live here.
You want to live here?
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be my last time here.
Oh, you might be the first American person to come and ever say that, you know?
Hey, this is the first time for everything, right?
Listen, I hear it still. Like, what do you like about it so far, though?
It gives me the same feeling as New York, except less crowded. And, you know, the people are different, nicer, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, very true. And obviously, the fashion is just next level over here. So, definitely going to break the bank living over here, but it's so worth it.
Listen, I like the way you're hyping up the country, fam. Everyone, I'm hyping up this country, you know. I'm trying to keep moving.
You know, people talk about the rain, but I don't really care about the rain, you know. It's what you get a house for, right?
This is why you're doing music, like emo music, like that.
Yep.
The rain is affecting you, fam.
Exactly. It puts me in the mood.
But let's talk about your new project that's coming very, very soon.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be another big look for you. Like, we've had a few projects from you, a few LPs in the past. This one, I feel like there's really big momentum coming from it. You, someone who's prospered from like the lockdown, moved last year with 24K gold. Two years ago now, was a massive record. Obviously, I know there's a feature of Machine Gun Kelly on the way.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, so let's talk about that one first.
You know, so, I mean, the song in general is just talking about, you know, how a lot of us artists just like we feel alone, you know. California gets very lonely, you know. People see the glamorous parts on Instagram, and you know, they think it's all a fairy tale, but whenever you're really living it, there's a lot more going on than what people see. So you know, I'm talking about how it feels like I feel alone in California, you know, and I haven't found my home yet. You know, I could be in a room full of people and still feel alone. You know, I can move into a new house, but it still feels empty, you know. And one thing I've learned this year is that, like, you just got to keep your family close. You know, that's the most important thing.
Mm.
But the song in general, I mean, even MGK is talking about how, you know, he's even having trouble with the situation. He's been in the game for a while. So, yeah. Like, it's something that a lot of people could relate to, you know. It's not just California. You could be living in your state and just feel alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that's like the main basis on the song.
Yeah, man. I mean, again, another song where you're kind of in deep retrospect, thinking right. about things that are greater, and you're still very, very young. But this is like something that's been a consistent theme throughout all your music so far.
Right.
So like, where are you drawing all this stuff from? Do you know what I mean? Because so obviously you're what, 22, right?
Yes.
So most 22-year-olds are talking about way different other stuff in their music. Do you know what I mean?
You know, I think, you know, I have a pretty mature mentality. So, and I've been through a lot. You know, I went from being homeless in Puerto Rico to living the Navy life, you know, moving state to state, always being the new kid. And I don't know, you know, I moved to Texas. I grew up there most of my life. And when I finally, I got kicked out of my house, and that's whenever I got hit up to move to LA. I started making music, but you know, the music always is a piece of me, you know. Yep. Whenever I make my music, I'm giving people, you know, something that I couldn't say out loud, but I could say in a song, you know, that will make me feel better. You know, that's the best part about music. But yeah, I mean, the stories come from my life.
I mean, that's powerful, to be fair. Like you said, you've been a bit of a journey man. You've gone through, done different things with your life.
Right.
And what was the realization for you that you kind of had become a massive, like, platinum selling artist? Because I know sometimes you get plaques, people send stuff to you, and it's just there. It's like, cool, I did that.
Yeah.
But when did you get that self-realization?
You know, it's kind of crazy, you know? Like, you're in this situation where there's so much going on, you don't even have time to think or realize, like, what's happening. So, you know, my mentality is, like, when something good happens, I'm already focused on the next thing. So it doesn't, like, really ever hit me. Like, you know, my manager called me when Moon went number one, and I was just waking up. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, is the studio open? You know, yeah. She's like, what? She's like, are you hearing what I'm saying? You know? I just love making music, you know? The awards and everything, like, I would love to have them, you know? I was talking to Michael Jackson's engineer, and he told me that Michael Jackson would have every single room in his house open. He was very welcoming.
Mm.
But there was one door that was always locked, and it was the basement door. And one day it was open, and the engineer went down there, and all his awards and his plaques and everything were down there. And he asked him, he was like, why do you keep all that down there? And he said, because he doesn't want to see that. He wants to stay hungry. And I want to carry that same mentality. So, you know, I have my plaques, but they're not on the wall.
Okay.
You know, I have room for them. And that's like whenever, you know, I'm feeling down or I'm feeling, you know, some type of way, I walk in there and I remind myself that I'm Ian and I'm that person and I'm doing good.
Yeah. I mean, that's powerful, to be fair. Like, I think for you, from studying your movements, you know, as an artist over the last, like, couple of years, like, working with all these different names as well, like Lil Baby, Gunna, Lil Uzi Vert recently on V12, like if you're staying humble with the plaques and the achievements, when you're meeting these artists as well and you're working with them, is it the same energy?
Yeah, I mean it don't even matter if it's an artist or you know, like, just a random person on the street. You know, I treat everybody how I want to be treated, because I want people to treat me like a person. You know, because some people forget that.
Yeah.
You know, they just see what they see, and, you know, it's a little weird sometimes. But I always treat everybody with respect.
Mm. I think people might see that big ring that's on your finger right now. They might get intimidated.
I do like my nice things, though. I'm humble, but I like my nice things.
Listen, if you're making the money, do what you gotta do.
You know what I'm saying?
Simple.
I'm not here to flex on you. I just like it. You know?
Keeping it subtle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Subtle, yeah.
So obviously the album comes out a couple of weeks from now when we're recording this. Who else is on there? Who else? What can we expect as well?
So there's not that many features on this album. You know, I wanted people to hear more of me.
Yeah.
Because this album was more personal to my life and, you know, what I went through in the last 2 years. But it's pretty much just MGK, got some songs with Travis and Lil Uzi.
Okay, Travis Barker, right?
And Trippy.
And Trippy Red, yeah. Is that the song that already came out? Or?
Yeah, Shots in the Dark.
Yeah. So, I want to talk about Trippy Red as well. Like, who's been... Because you came out really 2019.
Yeah.
That was kind of your breakout year. Yeah. And from about 2017, we saw, you know, X, Lil Uzi Vert was doing things. Juice WRLD came out 2018 with Lucid Dreams. Like, where do you put yourself in that timeline of, like, newer school artists in the last, like, 4 or 5 years? Because you all kind of have similar traits,
mm-hmm.
but you're all very different and unique at the same time.
You know, that's a good question. And to be honest, I'm not sure. I can do everything. You know, I just consider myself an artist.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself a rapper or a pop star or this or that. You know, I'll leave that to the people, but to me, I'm just an artist.
And you know what? When you say you can do everything, let's talk about some of the other people that you've worked with and the directions you've gone, because obviously your fan base will be quite broad. You know, when you're doing shows, there's going to be some people that might want to hear the Clean Bandit tune.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, and then there's other people that are going to want to hear more of the hip hop vibes, or even if you bring up Glass Animals. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's a big diverse range. And when I look at you, I think to myself, you're a rapper, but artist is a better fit in, because I feel like you float on rock music very well compared to some people.
It's very natural to me, you know. The songs that we made with Travis, we made them very fast. And, you know, there's some of my favorite songs that I've ever made. So like, in the future, I will be making more rock music and, you know, dropping it. I'm waiting for my fans, you know, because I don't know if they're ready for it yet.
Well, what do you mean, though? Like, do you think there's been a negative reception, or do you think there's just
I wouldn't say that it's negative, you know, because I did drop Sick and Tired. What I'm trying to do is blend hip hop and rock.
Yeah.
So Sick and Tired is the perfect blend. You know, the verses are hip hop, but the hook is rock.
Yeah.
So like that's how I'm easing my fans into it, and then eventually like I'll just drop a full rock song.
Yeah.
And shout out to MGK, you know, he's bringing back rock.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to do that too.
Mm. I mean, last year he had that like rock album that I think did he go number one in America. I think.
Yeah, went number one.
Yeah. So obviously we're seeing him do big things. And would you ever, obviously, like you said, you're waiting for your fans a bit. So let's give him 2-3 years. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We saying full rock album by like 2025.
Maybe before that.
Before that?
I was talking to Travis about it. And, maybe before that.
Mad.
Record a lot of music, so if I wanted to, I could drop 2 albums. Like, there's 500 songs in the vault for just this one album, you know, so who knows? Who knows what's next?
But how'd you, like, cut? Because how many tracks are on this album?
There's going to be 14.
So how'd you go from 500 in the vault to 14? Because there must be a deluxe or something that's going to come out as well.
It took a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
And energy. You know, you listen to a song so many times that it just, like, I thought all of them sucked.
Okay.
Like, fuck.
That's being critical of yourself.
Yeah, I'm very hard on myself as well. You know, that I think that's why, you know, where the success comes from. But, you know, I just sat down and. You know, with all those songs that I had, I want, like, how can I tell my story?
Mm.
You know, from intro to outro, like, I want it to all be pieced together and let people know what happened.
Mm. Do you think as well, like, as you're growing and evolving, and obviously, like you said, like, a lot of the music is very emotional and sometimes it's quite struggle-based as well, you know what I mean, looking back. Like, as your life improves, obviously it's improved a lot now, but you know what I mean, like, do you think sometimes artists, like, especially fan base, they kind of get a bit disjointed with the artists? They kind of say, well, he's not really struggling anymore, why is he still talking about that?
But I didn't understand the question.
So like, do you think as you grow, develop and continue to be successful,
right,
like, do you still see your fan base still gravitating towards like the messages of struggle and stuff like that in general? Or do you think you'd ever change the messages in your music, like, as you change?
Like, do they still relate?
Yeah,
of course. I mean, everybody's always going through something, you know. You're never the only person going through something in life. And, you know, what, as I keep growing as a person and as an artist, I'm starting to realize that there's so much more in life that, you know, to talk about. You know, there's family problems, there's, you know, you could be poor, you could have illness, you could have this, you could have that, anything, you know, not just talking about a girl.
Yeah.
That, you know, doesn't care about you. So I think further down the line, like, my music's only gonna get more relatable, you know, because as my fan base grows with me, you know, they'll end up going through certain stuff, and, you know, I'll always be there.
Yeah, I mean, that's important, do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, a lot of people, they listen to music, they always rely on their artists, and that's not your responsibility, but
it is, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Whenever you become an artist, you have a responsibility. These people look up to you, these people, they want to be you, they want you resemble them, you know. So I take that very serious, you know. I don't ever want to put out the wrong message, you know. I know I have kid fans, you know, and just try to be a good person, you know, because like, I, for example, like, I look at someone like Post Malone, who has everything and he's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
You know, like, to be at that level and be that way, it's just, it's very inspiring. And, you know, I want to be that, just like that.
Listen, you're on course to doing that, man. Just keep dropping the hits and you'll be there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let's move away. We've been quite deep with this interview so far. Let me make it a bit more lighthearted as well. So I saw your Instagram story that you were chilling with H.
Yeah.
So I know that he's kind of part of 10K as well.
Yeah.
What are you saying? We got a tune coming, or are we going to do a little link up? Or?
I mean, we're linking up tonight and we're going to go to the studio. So we'll see what happens. But But I fuck with Ace. That's my boy.
Man, that's not promising anything, but at the same time, I need 6 months. I need to see a tune coming, you know. Summer 2022.
Hey, this man holds all the secrets right here.
Man, no pressure. I ain't turning the camera on. But what do you want to say to the rest of the fans while you're here? Promo for the album. Anything else you want to say to the people?
To all my fans and to the people out there, you know, this album has been long awaited, and, you know, I'm very happy that it's finally coming out. And I hope that whatever you're going through, your struggles, depression, you know, addictions to whatever you're doing, like, I hope this album helps you and, you know, veers you away from all the bad stuff and pushes you to be onto better things.
There we go. The album comes out when? January 21st?
Yes.
January 21st. Make sure you go cop that. Ian, good chat to you, my bro.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.